Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Debbie Brinsfield and Alex Johnson Rice here to talk about upcoming Indigenous Peoples Day and its celebration here in Sitka. Thanks you both for coming in this morning and speaking with me.
And it's Chase for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Always a pleasure. So Indigenous Peoples Day is the second Monday in October. This year it is October 14th, and the celebration is going to be a couple hours worth of community and inspiration and knowledge sharing happening at Harrigan Centennial Hall, the 4 to 8 p.m. What is the kind of the history or tradition of Indigenous Peoples Day in Alaska? It's a relatively recent official state holiday, but what has it been like to recognize it in Sitka?
It's been pretty cool to figure it all out and to organize such an event, you know, having so many different organizations in the community work together. Like, UAS is putting the event on, and like myself, I have no affiliation to any sort of organization at all, but it's cool. Like, how I got involved was one of my best buddies, his sister, Christine, is the person who's like putting the event on, so she asked for some help, and here we are now.
All right.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun.
Awesome. And yeah, to put that together with so many different organizations and so many different people to put together, I guess, yeah, there's no really wrong way to celebrate, so to be able to explore that is pretty awesome. And then to share that with the community, too. So, yeah, this coming Monday, the 14th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. What does the lineup look like?
So we are having a dinner. It's like a potluck-style dinner, but there'll be fry bread and there'll be some fish being served. My Auntie Ramona is the one who is cooking the fish, and Rachel Marino, she's making the fry bread.
Bread queen.
Her name and fry bread are synonymous.
I've ate a lot of her bread over the years. But we're having a dinner, and then we're having a really quick performance. It'll be a 30-minute performance from three different dance groups in the community. They're all getting together. So that's Sheet Kakwan, the Sitka Kagwantan, and then Nushane, which is really exciting because, you know, it's really difficult to get everybody in the same place.
Right.
But, you know, everyone is a part of all of the dance groups, and it's cool because we'll be honoring my Uncle Chuck also. So that's going to be pretty great. And that was kind of like my argument for getting everybody in. I was like, you know, we're going to be honoring Uncle, and it'll be a lot. I was like, he's been trying for years to get everybody all in the same place. So
If there's anyone to inspire everyone to come together and celebrate, it would be.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. And that kind of like leads into the theme of it. So the theme of the whole event is linking generations.
Right.
So like, you know, my uncle was a generation before me, and he taught me how to do, well, pretty much everything.
right.
Yeah.
Pretty instrumental.
Yeah, he taught me how to be Tlingit, and he played such a crucial role in that. And so, it's just really great because, you know, we'll be honoring him. And,
awesome. And for people that don't know who Uncle Chuck is Chuck Miller. Most people know that's Uncle Chuck.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, especially with, I just think of all the, I feel like every kid in the Sitka School District at some point has had story time with Chuck.
Oh, that's yeah.
So true.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
Story time with Mr. Chuck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. So we've got this potluck dinner. You guys have the basics covered, the rockfish, the fry bread. People can just bring in any little bit that they want to share.
Yeah.
Dance performances.
Yeah.
And where are we going from there? So we have a panel discussion.
Yeah.
What's the panel discussing?
So the panel is discussing how Kustiyi, for those of you who don't know Tlingit, that means our way of life. So it's a real open-ended question. And the thought process behind that was, well, it's going to be completely different depending on who you're talking to. So the panelists we have are my Uncle Herman, Tleotu Ish. He's the leader of the Suknakhedi clan, the Koho clan. We have Gooch Tla, which her is Ann Johnson. She was one of my instructors at SNEP while I was going through the program.
So cool.
And it was really cool to work like side by side with her while I was working at SNP too. Mm-hmm. And then we have Tommy Joseph, who's a really wonderful carver. He's so gifted and talented. And then we have my clan brother, Jan Duane Paul Marx, who's really well like spoken in our Tlingit language. So, you know, it goes back to the theme. We're linking generations. Mm-hmm. There's three generations right there that are all different.
Yeah, and kind of each one of those, when you go from like a really beautiful speaker to a talented carver to someone who has so much just generational knowledge and history, like everyone will probably have a different answer to that question depending on what their own life looks like.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool to hear of there's no wrong answer to that question.
Yeah, that was kind of the thought process behind it, was there isn't a wrong answer.
Yeah.
And then, so out from there, then what I thought was great about the schedule, too, is there's a whole series of breakout sessions. So it's not going to be just sitting together and learning together at dinner and seeing these performances, but actually doing a little more hands-on stuff, too. So there's at least a half a dozen different breakout sessions that are taking place. Can you give us a little preview on one of them at least?
Yeah, so for sure, I am actually doing one, so I could talk about that one.
Awesome.
I am going to be teaching whoever comes how to make a deer call. So my uncle Chuck, everything's going back to him because, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like I said earlier, he taught me how to do what I do. And yeah, so we'll just be making some deer calls, and it'll be really quick, really simple, and it'll be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then, there's, a Tlingit crash course that Gady Kuka, Dion Brady Howard's putting on, and the MEHS students that are going to be bringing all the stuff to make a guduk over, and that's quite the process if you haven't ever been a part of it. It's pretty impressive. I've seen my wife, make a guduk before, and it was quite a long process.
Right. Oh, so cool. It's awesome to have the opportunity then for anyone to come through and check this out, because this whole celebration is not just for the Native people here in Sitka. It's for everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. All are welcome to attend the event.
Excellent. And Debbie, you're going to hear to talk about some of the other things that are happening, not only with there's dinner, the panel discussion, the breakout sessions, but there's also a chance for local artists to share their talent and their passion with the community. So what's happening with the bazaar?
Yeah, we're really excited this year. We are having a bazaar, and it's going to be the same time as the program from 4 to 8. And we're all excited because we all voted unanimous consent to not charge any table rent for vendors.
Oh, excellent.
So that means if you are Alaska Native or any other type of person, we want you definitely to be in this bazaar. It's in room 5 and 6 in the Centennial Hall. So that's the room just in front of the Centennial Hall maintenance office.
Okay.
So it's in that front area, not in the breakout sections are in the other rooms across from the auditorium.
Okay.
So everybody will have a chance to show their one-of-a-kind unique items. And I want to talk to the Alaska Native people that are kind of shy and thinking, well, I do some beading, but it's not that great. It is great. Come and bring your product and learn that people love what you do, and we want you there. So my number is 738-4323, 907-738-4323. You can call. If it goes to voicemail, I will call you back. So please think about it. And like I said, everyone's invited. I have 12 tables signed up so far, only 2 are Alaska Native. I have 12 more tables, so please call me. We want you to get in on this extraordinary opportunity to have a really good table from 4 to 8, meet new people, and share your talents.
Yeah, and like you just said, of meet new people, and what a great way also to collaborate with fellow artists who maybe folks you maybe heard, oh yeah, they do beading or they do carving too, but to actually see it and share tips and just bond over that. It's a great way to share things.
You know, Aaron, there are so many talented people in Sitka. So
truly,
just get off the sofa and get a little brave and bring in your product that you've been hoarding in your house.
Yeah, that is the thing with like hobbies and passion projects like that, of just like, you have them all hoarded together like a little dragon with your hoard of like, well, clear some out, share that hoard with the rest of us, and then you have more room in your house now to make more.
Exactly.
Yay, everyone wins for that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, awesome. So we have so much to look forward to coming up this coming Monday. So definitely, yes.
One other thing is you can look on Facebook, our social media page is Sitka Indigenous Peoples Day. And starting this week, we're going to be posting quite a lot of information. So you can go there just to, if you have any questions. And again, my number is 738-4323. Call me about anything, and I'll be glad to help you out.
Excellent. And on that Facebook page is the whole schedule of events.
The program, everything.
All the different breakout sessions, all the different people who've pitched in to help make this day possible. And I should ask, this is, everyone is welcome. This is all free events?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity to share with each other in Sitka.
And one thing we do want to talk about is Christine Galiza?
Mm-hmm.
She is our coordinator, and she has been so amazing. Like Alex said, she's with UAS. She's the admin for UAS, and she has done all the coordinating, and she has just been so wonderful. And everybody that's in this committee, they're at the top of their game, Erin. They're so amazing. Everybody's worked so hard. They've been meeting since February.
Oh, wow.
I just came into it in August. So it's been a big, huge commitment, and we're really proud of our committee. And we just want to say thank you, Christine. You're amazing.
Yeah, it's right. The coordinating efforts make all those myriad pieces come together. No small feat, but it'll all be very well worth it. Well, we're out of time this morning, guys, but thank you so much for coming in this morning to talk about upcoming Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday, October 14th. The celebrations will be happening at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Go online to Sitka Indigenous Peoples Day on Facebook for the whole schedule of events and more information. Debbie Brinsfield and Alex Johnson-Rice, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.